What type of show is this? I wouldn't tweet that if I were you. Sounds like you were trying to get a little personal.
Oh, no, I'm not gonna say it.
This episode.
Yeah, this is.
It's wild.
Rated R right here. You ever heard Chica Batumba Pepe? I would say I'm marrying both my parents, which isn't a very good soundbite. I like that brain and that mouth. We already know.
We know what's going on right now.
Yeah, I'm not calling her Raven. That's her stage name. What type of relationship they got going on? No, you know what? I don't know if we can do this. This might not be a good idea. Don't do it. He will kill you.
Oh, my God.
Don't do it. Save yourself. Save yourself.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Tea Time.
Tea Time.
Today, we have a highly requested, very beloved guest on the podcast. It is none other than my TV brother-in-law,
pew, pew, pew.
Kyle Massey.
Pew, pew.
Yay!
Pew, pew.
Thank you, guys.
Kyle!
Welcome to the pod.
Kyle's here.
Okay, you too.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Before we get started, I have a disclaimer that I was given to read.
Okay.
My lawyer wrote this for me. Okay. I know a lot of you are excited to hear from Raven and Kyle today, and trust me, I am too. They've got such a special history and dynamic, and I'm really looking forward to help shaping the conversation and make sure we get all of the good stories, the laughs, and the tea. So think of me as your moderator today. I'll be guiding us through asking the questions and making sure we dive into all the good stuff you're here for, too. That's why I'm here, you guys.
Yay. Thank you for that.
So what she says is calm your ass down in the comments. Y'all tripping. We're all here for a reason.
Exactly.
For those who don't understand what she just said.
Kyle Massey, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much.
What up, Kyle?
Good shout out to Tea Time, man.
Yeah. It's been a minute.
It's been a minute, yeah.
It's been a minute.
You've gotten engaged.
That's
since
right.
We last
congratulations!
Saw
congratulations!
Thank you. My fiance is sitting over there. Big shout
what
out
up,
to her.
What up, fiance?
Please tell me about the moment and the proposal and how that all went down.
Oh, man. It was like a really special thing for me. We basically had like a beautiful night at the Four Seasons in Westlake.
Love it.
And it was like everything was perfect. Right. I got like all the staff and everything to help me like set up like this big suite. And we like had like the spa and everything. And it was just, it was amazing.
Did you get down on one knee?
Of course.
Do you remember what she said?
She said, hell yeah.
No, what you said.
Oh, what I said? Yeah. I said, you gonna marry me right now. Or it's gonna be some problems. No, I just.
No. So romantic.
No, I just got down on one knee and I just, you know, I just looked at her and I said, like, I just want to be with you forever. And she's my forever best friend, and I just love her so much.
You guys have been dating for how long?
This is our ninth year.
Been dating for 9 years. So it took you a long time to ask her to marry you. Advice for those sitting in the sideline waiting for the magical human to come down and say, do it. Give us some advice.
Advice for what? You said for people waiting?
Yeah. It took you 9 years.
Yeah. You know what? Don't rush it, you know, because a lot of stuff happens in these years, right? A lot of growth happens between you and your partner. And I just feel like if you don't go through those things, you're truly not ready to pop the question.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for me, it was a no-brainer. You know, we've been through every single track that you can imagine in a relationship. And we came out together. Arm in arm. So it was like obvious for me.
Was there something that happened that made you go, okay, now is the time?
You know what? Actually, yes, there was a moment. It was when Hannah's nieces that are like 5 and 6 years old, they walked up to her and was like, are you guys married yet? And I was like, oh my goodness, even the kids know. Like, I was like, okay.
You know when the kids you know what I mean? Late, bro.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it was just perfect timing. It was perfect timing.
Kyle, do you have Arrested Development? How old do you feel?
No.
No?
I don't even know what that is. Like,
that's fair. Is that Arrested Development is when, how old are you?
33.
You're 33, but you feel younger than you are.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I definitely feel younger than I am.
How old do you feel?
You know, I don't know, man. Like, probably, like, somewhere in my 20s. Like, I have the energy of, I don't know. I guess it's, like, when I was in my 20s, I just hit this stride of just happiness and this energy that I got that I'm just not ready to let go of it, you know? And it's not like an unhealthy attachment to it, but you know, once you know, life progresses, you know, I feel like we're all going to continue to keep growing up and growing older and wiser. And yeah,
I ask that because I have arrested development. Sometimes I feel like I'm closer to 15, even though I'm about to be 40 this year. And it took me a while to realize that it was okay for me to get married. I was a serial monogamist for so many years, and I was flirting with life and all things like that. And it really took actually COVID and the lockdown to say, no, you're an adult. You can get married. And I was wondering if, you know, was the hesitation a little bit personal, or was it purely just based on the relationship?
You know, honestly, as far as our hesitation and waiting to get engaged, we just didn't want to force anything. You know, like, she never forced anything on me. I never forced anything on her. And it was like a unity that we had together to just go and just make it happen, you know? Yeah. And during COVID, we became really close during COVID, you know? Most people were like running from their spouse.
Yeah. And
we were just hanging out. Oh, okay. Yeah. We were just kicking it. We were.
They said that people went like one of two ways. You either were like, this is my person for sure knew, or you were like, divorce.
Yeah.
When it came to the ring, because I am ring obsessed, I just want to know, did you guys design it together? Did you just pick it out? Did you know what she liked and then you went for it?
Well, if it's one thing about Hannah, she's going to definitely let me know exactly what she likes.
Okay. Period. She's like me.
I love that about
her.
Yes. But, you know, she laid the blueprint. She let me know exactly what she was looking for. And, you know, I basically just went out and found the closest thing that I could get.
I saw the ring. It's beautiful. You did a very good job. Yes.
Thank you so much.
You did an amazing job. Hey, babes.
Yeah.
You want to tell him or should I?
I'll tell him.
Okay, tell him. Tell him now.
Tea Time with Raven and Miranda is going to have our first live show. That's right.
Yes, our first live show is happening, you guys. Tea Time is coming to the stage on June 6th at 7 p.m.
at the Howard Theater. In Washington, D.C. Hey, if you're there for World Pride, we'll be there too.
Come see us, you guys. Tickets and all that information down below. Okay, let's rewind a little bit and let's go to little boy Kyle. So you started acting when you were 7?
Yep.
And that happened in what way? I heard your brother was auditioning for something and then you got seen.
Yeah, it was an accident. So my brother was like, you know, in Gap commercials, he was like,
what up, Chris?
Yeah, what up, Chris?
Hi, he was
Chris. On this show too.
Yes, he was.
But you know, he was doing like a bunch of print ads in Georgia. Like he was like, you know, in all the malls. He was like the kid like on the column wearing the clothes. I mean, he basically was auditioning for a role, and I was just there because
acting like an ass.
No, you know, sort of, but not really. But you know what I mean. But he was there, and it was his audition, and then they just pulled me in by accident. And once they tried to pull me in, my mom was like, oh, like, don't take him. Like, he not going to act right. My mom was like, I don't want him ruining the chances for my son that can do the right thing.
So
right?
I was probably acting crazy.
Yeah, okay. I was acting crazy. But they ended up pulling me in the audition. I ended up getting the job.
You took it from your brother?
I took it from my brother.
Hilarious. I didn't know that.
Crazy. And then, I think I was the Munchkin in The Wizard of Oz. That was like my first gig
That's
ever.
That's about right.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. That was like my first gig. And then after that, I moved to LA. And then my first acting job was Raven.
Do you remember your audition process for That's a Raven?
I have a picture of it.
Yeah, I remember it. I remember it vividly, too. That's just so crazy.
Were you watching him for auditions like you do now with the kids?
Not in the same capacity.
Okay.
But we did have a chemistry read together. But
yeah, we did.
Kyle,
and that was, and you know, what's so crazy about that is every single other person. So when it was the That's a Raven auditions, everybody else is walking into the audition room. And this is at the Disney Channel building.
That's
top floor.
No
longer the
Disney Channel
building. It was a beautiful building.
Yeah.
But every other person, there's only two people auditioning for each role.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like someone's leaving with a job.
Right.
And so, you know, they were auditioning. This was before the show that everyone knows. It was Chanel was there.
Yeah, this was for Absolutely Psychic.
Absolutely Psychic. Oh, yeah. And then Chanel walked in and then she walked out with the job.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, my God. And so my mom, I'll never forget. My mom was sitting there and she looks at me. She goes, Kyle, they're handing out jobs in there. I'm like, all right, man, we're going to get this shit. Like, let's go crazy. And so, like, I remember, like, everyone else walked in, and I don't remember Orlando going in and out, but I remember everyone else that walked in the audition walked out with a job. And then I walked in, and I walked out, but I ain't had no job, though, right? And I'm like, this is some bullshit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, bro, wait, hold up. And so I just remember Raven was so nice. Raven went, oh, hey, like, blah, blah, blah. And we were talking. We were, like, both from Atlanta. And I was like, oh, yeah, you know, me and Raven, we got, like, something, you know, to my mom, whatever. And then I just remember, like, afterwards, we were, like, about to, you know, leave. And then we got the phone call in the car driving from the building. My agent was like, did you like Raven? I was like, yeah. She was like, was she nice? I was like, yeah, she's nice. She was like, well, you better get used to it because you're going to be on Absolutely Psychic. You're going to be working with her. Aww. And I was like, fuck that bitch. I don't want her.
No, that came later, Kyle. Oh, my God.
But no, it was like such a great memory. I remember it so vividly. It was so special. It was so amazing.
Do you remember your first day on set?
Ooh, I really don't remember my first day on the set, but I do remember we were shooting at that one studio. Remember?
We were shooting at,
what was it?
It was the one with
it wasn't Hollywood Center.
Snoop Dogg. It was, because Snoop Dogg came in for the first couple of episodes and smoked out the whole building.
Oh, I don't remember this shit.
You guys, oh my God, for sure.
Tell us.
Okay, so wait, we filmed the pilot in a studio not off of Cahuenga.
It was close, though.
It was around that area, yeah, and it was off to the left or whatever. But anyway, then we moved to another studio when we got picked up, and the first couple of episodes we filmed on a lot where Snoop Dogg was filming next to us, and we had to share a building with this man, and he smoked out the entire
big
building.
Smoke.
Thanks, Big Snoop. Thank you, Uncle Snoop. Anyway,
smoke.
I don't remember the first.
You don't remember either?
No.
One of the earliest memories I have from the Absolutely Psychic,
which is the pilot.
Yeah, that show was. I just remember one day we were filming and they were filming the Lizzie McGuire Christmas episode on the lot.
Oh, wow.
And that's when I met Aaron Carter.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
And he was huge. And then, like, I met Hilary Duff. And it was like, I don't know if it was Adam or who was there, but they were like introducing me to Hilary and
Adam Bennett?
Yeah. And yeah. I don't know if it was Adam, but I know it was like, you know, the Disney people were there and they were like, just like, oh, these are. You know, the old Disney stars, like, you guys got to mingle and stuff. And, yeah, it was really cool. It was that Christmas episode of Lizzie McGuire. That was crazy.
Who broke character the most?
Orlando, Kyle, and definitely Rondell were the ones to either make other people laugh or start laughing outside of the lines themselves.
You know what I can't believe? We were so professional.
Can you believe that?
Like, looking back on it, we were, like, extremely professional. As kids, too. Like, you were on a bunch of TV shows and movies and
stuff. But there were only two people on that show that hadn't really been on television before. That was you and Annalisa. Everybody else had been on the television. You know, the woman who played my mother, Takiya Crystal Kamma, she was on In Living Color. Rondell had his own show before.
Yeah. He was on Cousin Skeeter
He was on Cousin Skeeter. And he was on multiple adult, like, talk shows. And then you had me and Orlando, who had already done stuff before.
Yeah.
So you really did get an interesting introduction into the industry because we all knew what it take to make a successful show because we had all been on it before. So that doesn't happen that much anymore.
And that's
funny. My first thing ever, too.
Yeah. It's funny because before we all sat down, Raven and I were talking, and we were like, wow, you were Kyle's role model. Like, you, Orlando, and Annalisa, we're going to have to say sorry to him. Like, you're gonna have to apologize.
Yeah, for real.
Like,
I apologize, Kyle.
Annalisa, Orlando Brown, and Raven Simone are your role models?
Yeah.
So sorry, Kyle. Now we understand. Now we understand.
Life is crazy.
I know. But that show truly was lightning in a bottle. Because to speak to your professionalism, I obviously didn't witness that, but when we've gone back and watched episodes of it, you guys were so good.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And
man.
I look at your ages then, and I look at kids today, and not to hate on kids today, but there is such a difference. Like,
such a difference.
Level of comedy that you all were able to achieve, yeah. Just the way in which you were interacting, the physicality. I mean, it's not, you don't see it today. You don't, and it's such a shame.
And the one thing about Kyle that I will toot his horn, I don't think I've ever said it to his face, but he worked really hard for that show. He had a dialogue coach that he worked with all the time, and then there was a point when he started to grow up and he started to integrate his own thought process into the mix, which especially at his age is kind of hit or miss sometimes, you know what I mean?
It's usually a miss.
It's honestly. Usually a miss, but he had been crafted in such a way to where he would come up with a lot of things himself, especially when Corey started getting his own storylines and things of that nature. Like, you were really funny, bro.
Thank you. You were too. You weren't bad. You should have had a TV show or something.
And you should have too.
You could have been somebody.
Wow.
Period.
Do you guys have a favorite episode or an episode that made you laugh the hardest when filming?
Ooh, made me laugh the hardest. Man, it's one. Oh, man. It was like first season of Raven. It was dancing. Iguana.
Oh, my God.
Dancing.
That's your birthday.
That was my birthday episode. Yeah. And that was my first, because usually like on like the first couple of episodes of Raven, like it was really easy for me to learn my lines because I only had like 3 pages.
Like, you know what I mean? Out of like 30 pages.
Yeah, the 30 pages, I would come in, I'd be like, oh, this is your new script. And I would just like take out just mine and be just 3 lonely, cold, terrified pages.
You know? And Rondell.
Yeah, me and Rondell. You know? And that was it. But, you know, that episode really, it really got me comfortable with really being an actor, right? Because that was the first time I had to really learn like a lot of blocking, usually my blocking was preferred blocking.
Super
I would just
simple.
Be sitting down or just walk up to Raven and then walk back to the chair.
'Cause he was young.
Yeah, I was a kid. So that episode really showed me how to get it done. So,
and that was the episode my brother was in.
Yep. Blaze was there with me.
Do you have a favorite episode, babes?
A favorite episode, I do, but I'm not going to name it right now. What I'm going to kind of allude to is
episodes
that Kyle made me really, really happy in. And I don't really know the exact name of this one, but I'll tell you what happened behind the scenes. Kyle Massey discovered Cartman from South Park.
Oh, yeah.
Which was my favorite character.
It was your favorite character.
So Kyle knew to fuck with my life, all he had to do was.
Oh my god.
Damn. Screw you guys. Yo, that was so funny back then, too, man.
So
that
you were
crazy.
Doing this while she was working or something to fuck with her?
Always.
And it would be in a scene when, because he also learned really bad habits from us. If you're not talking, how to whisper so that nobody knew what you were saying. And he would just come up to me like, excuse me.
All the time, too.
Just seeing you do it.
Because you gotta watch. Y'all should show Cartman doing it.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Bro, it's so funny, man. It's so funny. God.
And he used to do that shit to me all the time. And, like, there was 2 things that broke me. Oh, that and when Little Jay would say, is there going to be any egg rolls? Like, that was those 2 things would break me every
so
time,
funny,
yo.
Oh, that was a
so
good
that's
time.
Why. Okay, what about you, Kat? I mean, what about you, babes? What's your favorite That's a Raven episode?
My favorite, I have a few, but the one that really stands out is when Raven has to take you to the dentist.
Oh, my God.
Dennis episode.
I know.
You're
that was a hardcore one.
Oh, I do remember that episode.
Oh my God, you're afraid to get your teeth cleaned.
Yeah.
So she's like, come on. And she takes you. And she's like in a fucking full on, like, adult mom business suit, number one. And heels to take you to the dentist. But he looked really cute. And then it's so funny because you guys end up like fucking with the girl next door who's getting her teeth cleaned.
Remember that little girl?
Yeah.
Little white girl.
But we already know.
We know what's going on right now.
We know
that's
exactly
why I brought her up.
So,
that's so funny.
And then you, though, babes, oh my God, it's just so funny because you end up getting numbed up.
Yeah.
And then you're just hilarious. Yeah. You're also like so fucking cute. And it's just like the inner, oh my God, it was just such a funny episode. It made me laugh really hard.
Kyle, do you remember Crafty?
Of course I remember Crafty.
Oh my God.
What?
What was up with the bacon, man?
Yo, I remember when I got Corey in the house, yeah. I was the boss of Crafty.
Tell me why.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, man, that's so Raven Crafty. Bro-cats Crafty.
So for those who don't know, Crafty is the food section of studios, of sets.
Craft services.
Yeah. And there's like food in the corner or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's so important to the actors.
So important. So important. When you're the star of the show,
so very important.
You get whatever you want. So once I got Corey, I realized Raven didn't want nothing. Like,
I never asked.
You just let them do whatever they wanted.
I never asked.
I was a part of that process.
Like, sure. So what was at Corey's
Crafty?
We was going crazy. Like, yeah, I had like George Foreman grills, like whatever you wanted.
I loved it. Yeah, all I wanted Crafty. Was bacon, and yeah. I did whatever.
Why bacon, babe?
It was delicious.
But you like so much more than bacon.
Yeah, but I don't want it on set because yeah. I'm working. You will get puffed up because they just, you know, feed you all the time.
You guys obviously have such a great chemistry. And I assume that was seen in the chemistry read and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But where do you think that comes from? Do you think it's like the fact you both are from Atlanta? Is it just because you are homies?
You know, I think, and Raven, you can touch on this, but I think that a lot of the chemistry that you see on television shows and a lot of the chemistry that you don't see
Never.
On television shows, it all comes from what happens behind the camera, right? So, like, on Raven, like, man, the atmosphere that we had on that show, man, I would say it was, like, on par with some of the greatest sitcoms of all time. And a lot of our writers
came from
those shows, and they would validate it like, yo, this is that atmosphere that you spark magic in.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the other kids from other Disney shows would come to our set, see how we had it.
We ran shit different.
And they wanted to duplicate it, like everyone. But it was, you can't duplicate magic. And it was just, man, the chemistry, but to answer your question directly, the chemistry, a big part of it was from on the other side of the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And that friendship, those bickering moments, the just like Annalisa coming driving into work one day and smashing into my car in the parking lot. And it was just like, it made us a family. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
when Orlando painted his room?
Yeah, like no one knew.
What do you mean? He painted his room?
That's...
Wait, like his set room
no,
or
his dressing room?
Oh my goodness!
Oh wait, tell us, you guys.
No, Raven, I'm not gonna talk about it.
I have no reason. That's your big bro.
No, you got this story.
Listen, OB.
I'm not gonna tell this story. Raven, wait.
I've been holding it up.
If either of you aren't gonna, so Orlando came to set one day.
Don't do it. He will kill you.
Oh my god.
Don't do it. Save yourself.
Let me answer your question, babes.
It was fuchsia, right?
Oh God, no. Let me answer your question.
What color
babes.
Was it though, for real?
Oh, it was gray, green? Red, and black.
Yeah, it was like,
it was crazy.
It was not the vibe.
It was a mural.
It was very weird. Listen, babes, I'm gonna answer your question.
Okay, thank you.
Here's the thing about chemistry.
Yes.
And I think, you know, he definitely touched on it, but I kind of want to elaborate a little bit more. And I'm seeing it even here at this table.
Mm-hmm.
You have chemistry with people when you're confident in yourself
yeah.
and your own abilities.
That's
and when
true.
Confidence meets confidence
yeah.
and you just say play or action,
man.
Things happen.
Magic.
And yes, it's magic.
Yeah.
And he's right. It is a family behind the scenes. Like, we all knew each other's family.
Yeah.
We knew what's up. But then I will also say it's also the separation.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we went home, we calmed down, and we came back to work the next day excited.
The professionalism. Yeah.
The professionalism comes
yeah.
back.
Yeah, we were so professional.
So professional. But we also, like, I was known as AW, which is Say Your Lines Right, also known as written, because I don't remember
yep.
my lines for
mm-hmm.
shit. But Kyle knew his lines. We were one takers. We
yeah,
did things
we did.
In one or two takes because
really
we practiced in a way and we knew that the other person had our back.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's hard to teach. I try my best to do that nowadays, but it's
yeah.
really hard. Like,
you can't teach magic. But I can agree to that because it would be a lot of times where somebody would flub a line or something, make a mistake, and somebody would just step up and save the scene.
Mm.
They would save it. And you got to understand, like, we were the first show to be in front
audience.
Of a live audience.
Yeah.
So we were the first
a
for
lot.
A lot.
We were.
First 100, first All Black, first spinoff.
First SAG.
First SAG, first residuals, last residuals.
They were like, oh, we're not doing this again.
Cut that all away. You know, but it was like a blessing to be a part of history like that. And, you know, it's just, I've been on a lot of TV shows and it's just, man, you can't recreate. You can't.
Yeah.
But like, you learned a lot. And so you take that, you move forward, and you start Corey in the house.
Yeah.
What was one of the things that you implemented? Because I wasn't on the set every day. I just visited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Too bad some others didn't get to.
you got to chill, yo. Yo, she is reaching right now.
I didn't say it. What's up, Kyle? Listen.
Messy, but like just this much messy.
I'm not a mess. Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, just a little messy. Just a little bit. No, but seriously, you are how old when you start Corey in the house?
I think I was 16, right?
16 years old.
So I was seven. I was eight when Raven got picked up. 8, 9, 10, 11.
5. 12.
12.
You went to set school too?
Yeah, that's the only school I ever went to.
Miss Daphne.
Yeah. No, you know what? I don't know if we can do this. This might not be a good idea.
Miss Daphne.
Shout out to Miss Daphne. We love you,
Miss Daphne.
We love you. I love you so much. Orlando was on your ass.
It wasn't fair to you, Miss Daphne. It wasn't.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God. Ooh. So many things. Okay, back to my question, Kyle.
Yeah.
You're under the age of 18. Let's just say that. You're under the age of 18. You start.
I was like 14, 15, something like that.
You're a 14, 15 year old male
mm-hmm.
off of the number one show on Disney Channel, starting his own show. What is that pressure?
You know, I think that my parents, my mom and dad, did a really good job at not really opening the door for pressure, right? Because I never really felt like any pressure to like do good or live up to Raven or, you know what I mean? I never really felt that. And I'm so, looking back on it, I'm so glad that it was like that because that's a lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure.
That's a lot of pressure. Like we were just talking about all that magic that we created. If I would have gone into Corey with that headspace of, oh man, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how the show would have turned out. I don't even know how my interpretation of Corey would have portrayed to the audience. Like, I don't know. But because I didn't have that pressure, it just kind of flowed, right? And I took a lot of the stuff that I learned from you on your show, just like how to run a show, right? Because you did a very good job at being a friend, but you did a great job at being the boss also.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
That's hard.
And that's a really hard line. It's a hard line because everybody wants to be friends with the boss, you know, but the boss can't be friends with everyone. And you should be close with everyone.
Friendly
with everyone. And so I learned that, even though you didn't directly necessarily like sit me down and tell me that, I just learned it because of the way you moved. You know what I mean? You move like a boss, but you acted as a friend.
Thank you.
While you were the boss though. You know what I mean? So that's something that I kind of took to Corey and just kind of just made it to where it was like, you know, trying to recreate that Raven bond that we had, but you know, that was one of one though, you know. But we had a great thing going on, Corey, though.
You had a great thing going on, Corey, and it went so many years. Yeah. You also inherited so many people from the original set,
everywhere.
You were able to, mm-hmm. you didn't have to force the magic, it happened, and it mm-hmm. lasted for how many seasons, dude?
Well, you remember, well, we had that.
Yep.
So,
how many seasons?
I think we did two seasons.
Two seasons,
yeah.
It felt like forever. Because people ate up the fact that Corey went to the White House. You had such a cool cast.
I think another thing to just talk about the energy was we had the same house, same soundstage. Mm. We had the same family, all the camera writers. Mm-hmm. They were all there for that party, too. So it made it a really smooth transition. Yeah. So I feel like if they would have taken a lot of those things away, it would have brought in that pressure that you were talking about.
That's fair.
You know?
You didn't feel pressure there, but do you ever feel pressure to uphold the Disney kid legacy?
Not this thing.
This,
he said no immediately.
I mean, it's just like after a certain point, it becomes your whole life. You know, like it's like I've been a Disney kid since I was 7 years old. I'm 33 now, and I mean, I walk out of this room and people still call me Corey. Raven's lucky. Her name is really Raven. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, but he calls me that so.
Yeah, she's called that so.
Which I think is hilarious.
I'm not calling her Raven. That's her stage name.
When we started dating, I remember when we first started dating and I first met you and you started calling her that so, I was like, that's... I was like, can I please call you that? She's like, fuck no, you can't.
It's such a good name,
it's
though.
It's so good.
It's like, that's so...
It's so good.
I'm so mad at both of you guys.
So you both still talk to Orlando regularly?
Hilarious.
Or
every day.
He's here now.
Oh, bring him on out.
Yo, let's just... Let me just... I do want to touch on Orlando with you.
Oh, okay.
Just for 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. It's going to be really clean.
Mm-hmm.
As someone who wanted to adopt you as his little brother's
Yo, I can't with Raven right now.
I'm so sorry. I'm just saying again. This is real, Kyle.
This is a real question.
So real.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. It's crazy. Okay.
Oh, man. You are insane. You are crazy. Is this a real question?
Yes. Kyle, I just want to touch on Orlando a little bit. As someone who, with the same namesake as a middle name,
he used to run with that too. He's like, your middle name, Orlando.
No, here's my real question though. Do you think he actually performed for millions of people?
I don't know that.
Orlando Brown came to set with me and he was like, yo, I performed for 20.
This is so stupid. What she said, you guys, was that Orlando came to set one day and told everyone, specifically Raven and Kyle, that he had performed for 20,000 people.
No, it was 50,000.
50,000.
It was 50,000 people.
Get the number right.
And Kyle, the question is, do you believe that?
You know what? 100%. Yes. That man went crazy. He went crazy for the 50,000. Let's go.
Do you believe that he actually performed? Oh, my God.
You know what he was doing? He found, like, some test ratings on That's So Raven, and he was like, he found that 50,000 impressions were taken, made by him. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Cool. Oh, my God. Okay, let's bring it back, y'all.
I was laughing like I was there. Oh, goddamn.
Because it's so true.
It's
so
also crazy. You just laughing that hard. Oh, Kyle. Man.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Put your hand in the fucking teapot.
Just get up and put the hand in the
pot. Orlando gonna pop out from in the
No, it's Orlando.
Oh, God.
He's in the pot.
What is this?
You're gonna tell us what we're talking about.
There's so many topics in there, huh?
So many topics. Kyle, today on Tea Time, we are talking about...
Temptations.
Ooh.
Great singing group.
Shoot. Literally what I went to. Ow. Chemistry.
The Temptations, ladies and gentlemen.
Temptation.
What food tempts you the most?
Cheeto Puffs.
Oh, goddamn.
Wow, that's
like you have.
Do you have the plastic big jugs of the Cheeto Puffs?
Hunter gets the Costco to the You Heard Me bag. Like,
do you have rules about where you can eat that in the house? Because that leaves dust.
Nah, you know, I try and just stay neutral. Once by, get it done.
Party size and out.
Get in, get out.
Get in, get out. Oh, boom, 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 boom.
Oh, what's your temptation for food?
Oh my God, it's peanut butter. Like, I have no peanut butter and chocolate and peanut butter on its own. And I just, I
got it.
Yeah.
Understood.
You, babe?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anytime.
My temptation for food is probably bread, and most specifically, really? Wet bread. And you might be saying, what's wet bread?
Pasta.
What is it, Laura?
Pasta
is wet bread.
It is.
And that shit is delicious.
Yeah, it is.
And
so
I have
good.
To tell myself that pasta's wet bread so I don't order it. Because I'm like, it's still bread. It's bread.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to change mine to carbonara.
Mm.
Oh.
She knows I love that carbonara.
Oh, I love carbonara. Have you had Chico de Pepe? Cacio de Pepe?
Well, you don't even know the name of it. So I probably haven't had it.
You leaned all the goddamn way in for that.
Whoa. Oh, it's so good.
You ever heard Chico de Pepe? You ever tried that shit? No. I haven't tried theirs.
I can't stay.
It's basically just pasta with butter and then cracked pepper.
Oh, it's so delicious.
And sometimes
and cheese.
And yeah, and then Parmesan. And they'll cook it sometimes in the cheese wheel. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, yeah, in the big block of cheese? Yeah. I've seen it. I haven't had it, but I've seen it.
So good.
Where did you have that, babes? In the cheese wheel?
Oh, definitely at the restaurant that he said.
At the Buca de Beppa?
You're really channeling your older brother with that one.
Nah, that's you. You was about to hit the boom bop, boom bop, boom bop.
Get it up, boom bop.
Oh, shit.
I'm dead. Okay, temptation. Temptation's interesting because temptation can go two ways, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
We obviously take a biblical temptation of the apple, negative things.
And, Adam and Eve. You
know, Adam and Eve, the apple, and we're like, oh, we can't do it. It's temptation. It's bad. But I think there's also another side of temptation. The tantalizingness of like wanting things. Mm-hmm. And they don't always have to be bad, but sometimes since it's out of our normal wheelhouse, it can be, you know, misconstrued as bad.
There's also then the temptation within Hollywood. Mm. It's a very kind of industry that's set up to tempt and allure and suck you in, but then fuck you up. And
every day
there's that.
Hollywood is full of temptation and distractions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it's like full of it. It's like crazy.
Do you have memory of a specific temptation in Hollywood specifically?
I mean, there's just so many. Like, there's just so many. I think another a temptation that I kind of got drawn into was like the whole partying thing. Like, that is a temptation too.
Big time.
And you know, I think it's different for girls because you guys have a different experience, right, when it comes to partying. Than guys. And I just feel like as a man, like being a celebrity in California, people like are trying to like pull you to parties and events and stuff nonstop. You know what I mean? But it's the difference is like if Raven's like, no, I'm not going, they'll just like accept that answer and boom.
Because no is a complete sentence.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Activist here. Thank you. but yeah, but it's like with men, if I'm like, if my boy's like, oh, yo, come to this event. Woo-woo, I'm like, nah, I'm not trying to go. It's like, but bro. You know? And it's like, so I just feel like that's like a really, really hard temptation to get over, you know? And luckily, like, I had enough growth in my life to just not even want that anymore. You know, like me and my fiance, we spend so much time just like, you know, hiking and hanging out with our puppies and going to events and, you know, just doing things like adults, you know.
So you should learn that. I mean, that was a curve for sure, right?
Yeah, you have to learn it, man. And what's so messed up about Hollywood, there's no one to teach you anything.
Yeah.
Because it changes so often, and everyone's experience is tainted somewhere anyway. Always, every year Hollywood changes. Yeah. And now it's, I would say, every 6 months, especially now with social media and streaming. It's called the Wild Wild West for a reason right now. Yeah. There's no consistency to it.
Was having Chris there, your older brother, was that helpful at all?
Everything that, you know, all of my experiences around the sun in this crazy life have always been with my brother. And I couldn't imagine not having that partner through this storm. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like everyone, if you ever come into Hollywood, like, bring your siblings, bring your people, your group, your core group that could be there with you through all these ups and downs, because it is a crazy roller coaster to ride alone. To not have anyone to hold on to is, like, 100%. Crazy.
You know what my temptation is in Hollywood?
What?
That bag. I am tempted by money so hardcore. Yeah. I see other people's fortune. I see my own fortune. Yeah. And I am continuously like trying to grab it. And I'm guilty of that. I talk about it in interviews in different ways.
Yeah.
But like it was never the sex factor. It was never the weird, you know, behind the scenes. Ooh, what's going on? It's like, nah, how much money can you give me?
Yeah,
like
that's
it's
true.
Purely
And you still
been that
kind of have that.
Oh, no, I, no, not I have it.
Yeah. I know.
And it is strong.
But there are moments, too, where I'll be like, babe, you don't have to say yes to that just because you feel like you have to go and get the money. Like, it's cool.
It's a strong temptation. Money is its own beast in this industry. Yeah. And I bring it up because Kyle Massey is good for calling me. Be like, I got a bag for you. And it's really hard.
I call her all the time.
And
about
it's really
it.
Hard. I'm like, dang, Kyle, it's hard. Because
so true.
And I'm going to apologize to you now. I don't always come through with you because I also know how important our relationship is. And we've already worked together.
Yeah.
And so even though I love money, I love you more.
Yeah.
And I think that's why. I think it keeps it clean.
I respect that.
But don't stop calling me because I might say yes one day.
I'm going to call you every day now. No, but you know, like just to your point,
yeah.
Hannah always tells me that, you know, the devil's in the cheap change and all money really is not good money.
Good money. It's not.
And we were just watching something.
The Apprentice.
What
the fuck? Random ass show. Kyle and Hannah's favorite show.
Random ass show. No.
What are you trying to say?
Okay. It's like sometimes money is cursed. Like it comes with other things. You know what I mean?
It does. It comes with sacrifices.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
I thought you were trying to say Succession.
No, I'm trying to say The Apprentice, the new movie.
I know.
Oh, the movie. Yeah, I didn't see it. I didn't see it.
See?
We gotta watch that one.
We're late. We gotta watch it too, babes.
But you're right, Kyle.
Do you guys have any more water?
Yeah.
What type of show is this?
A few moments later.
Okay, so now that you're hydrated...
the smallest baby ass little sip I ever seen.
Temptation, you
guys.
Wet
my whistle.
Keep that whistle wet. Oh. Whoa. Whoa on me?
Yeah, babe.
Keep that whistle wet, yeah. I wouldn't tweet that if I were you.
Why not? I didn't even hear myself say it. Okay. I blacked out.
Keep moving forward, baby.
I don't know. We're talking about temptation. Come on, babe.
Keep that whistle wet.
Keep that whistle wet. Unless...
Wow, that's crazy.
He done did it.
That's great.
She done did it.
Say it right.
He gone done do it.
No, won't he will.
No, won't he will.
There it is. Won't he do it?
Won't he do it? Keep that whistle wet.
We're working on it. That's crazy.
I'm truly.
Okay, temptation. I kind of want to touch into something. It's going to be awkward because you're like my little bro.
Okay.
Oh.
But like sexual temptation,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm not trying to get too personal, but I'll speak on it.
Sounds like you were trying to get a little personal.
You're right.
That's just me, though.
That's like, just you. What is tempting about your wife to your fiance? What is tempting about your fiance to you?
Oh, man. To tell you the truth, she is the one human being in the world that I just cannot get enough of her, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there's not enough kisses. There's not enough hugs. Like, it's never enough. There's always room for a little more. You know what I mean?
That's amazing. Also, 9 years in.
Yeah. And like, you know what's so crazy is, like, I feel like after 9 years that I love her even more than I did 9 years ago, you know, or 5 years ago. Or it's just like.
I love that.
And I'm just so excited to just keep growing and keep loving. And I'm just so attracted to everything about her. Like, just her personality and the way she smells and her skin. And I just, you know, when you just love everything, you know, it's like, I just love everything about her.
Babes, what's tempting about me?
You got a lot. You got to beat that answer, y'all.
I did it before she could say that because that's normally what she does. And I wanted to put her on the fucking spot.
No, but I mean, I think it's easy for me because I feel like all the same ways that Kyle feels. When I met Raven, I was blown away because I felt so many different feelings, but they were so clear to me.
Yeah.
And I've said this before, but I was somebody who questioned a lot and second-guessed myself and didn't feel confident about things. But when it came to Raven, I was like, oh my gosh, this is my person.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, loving the way that you smell, always wanting to be next to her body. Yeah.
She says she likes the way my top lip smell.
Whoa. That may be a lie.
I wasn't going to say that.
She just comes up and just
sniffs the star. She does. There's actually like, and in the corner of her neck too, there's like, she has these like really yummy spots of smell, which I'm sure people who know their people can relate to. Like there's certain, it's because it's also just like your natural smell. It's not like masked in scents.
And that's how I am with Hans. I'm like addicted to it.
Yeah.
Like I literally cannot get enough.
Well, okay, babes.
What,
me.
You?
Yeah. My turn.
What tempts me about this woman is her constant awareness of self.
Yes.
What the fuck?
No, nothing. I just knew it was going to be intellectual.
Okay, she doesn't want me to be the intellectual.
No, I didn't say I didn't want you to be.
First of all, thank you. I'm intellectual.
Yes, thank you.
Period. Thank you. Let's start there. How many days in a year?
Flashback.
So there's 367 days in a year.
Oh, 65.
And this is why we're married.
End of flashback.
Because I said that there were 367 days in a year.
Oh, yeah. That's okay.
I was like, are there?
Anyway. Also, just for people who might be wondering, I didn't go to set school. I went to Campbell Hall. That makes it way worse.
Way worse.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Ms. Daphne. And so...
Mrs. Daphne.
Anyway, back to why I love you. Why I'm tempted by you. I'm tempted by you because, honestly, it is the brain. When we were dating...
Yeah.
And the reason I even came back into the mix was because the conversations that my wife and I have are so layered.
Yeah.
And it's on both ends. We can talk the most superficial, not all the time because I'm not really good at it, but we can talk the most superficial all the way down to the most deep, vibrational, sometimes silent, and we know exactly what's going on. And to me, that lasts longer.
Yeah,
I love the way she is. I love her body. I love the way she feels. It feels great on mine, but like... It's about that brain for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can you clarify what you meant by that?
Let me...
It's about that what for you? Can you repeat what it's
just
about
for you? It's about that brain.
It's about that brain for me. It's about the conversation that I can have with my wife when I'm sick, when I am smelling, when things are bad, when things are worse. And I'm learning to give that to her because I'm also not the best for her when she needs that purge. But I'm learning how that is what I love. Like, that's number one, two on the list for me. And then, obviously, the way she looks and smells and does blah, 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 blah.
You can tell everybody. It's my mouth.
Well, we already know it's that brain.
I mean,
technically,
babe, it is that mouth. I like what that mouth does.
I like that brain and that mouth. Like, type of relationship they got going on.
That's whistle, girl. Keep that whistle wet.
Keep that whistle wet, okay? Girl.
Awkward. Okay.
Awkward.
I have a real question now.
Okay.
Please.
When it comes to temptation, and we've all just talked about our relationships, we see people, especially in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Get tempted outside of their relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Pulled
yeah.
out. And I'm just wondering, pulled out. I'm just wondering.
This episode.
It's wild.
No,
this
right
is crazy.
I'm wondering your thoughts around that. When you see people, I'm sure you've had friends and heard stories.
Of, oh, yeah.
And what do you think about that?
You know, I personally don't feel the need to do that. You know what I mean? Like, just because... But you got to understand, like, we are also very, very blessed to be in a relationship where we don't feel the need to do that. You know, like, there are millions of people that aren't happy, aren't satisfied, looking for more, feel like they don't get enough, and feel like it will never change, and they got to take action. And, you know, and to tell you the truth, like, I don't judge those people. I really just kind of feel bad for them because, you know... It's a cry out for help. If you really look at it, like, not just from like a, you know, but it really is like saying like, I'm not happy.
100%.
And it's them.
It's them.
It's them.
It's them. Yeah. And that's sad. You know what I mean? And so, you know, I'm just like in a place where, you know, I'm focused on forever. Right. And I understand, and I hope other people can learn to understand that, like, being with a person is its own journey, right? It's its own journey to be with someone. Because, you know, everyone just feels like, I'm sure you guys have had moments where you just, like, assume that she knows what you're thinking. And
we're females, Kyle.
Right?
Yes,
yeah. So, and I do that a lot of times where I'll get upset at Hana because in my head, I think she's supposed to already know what I'm thinking, right? So, but that's like, you got to grow and realize like, yo, she's like another person and I need to be there for her and she needs to be there for me. And it's like an exchange of emotional and just energetic passion that just has to keep growing, you know? So
I love that you've learned that because that definitely runs in the Baxter family.
Yeah, like Baxter
family. Y'all both had to realize that, but...
Mm-hmm.
this has nothing to do with temptation. This is just like my own personal inquiry.
Okay.
But something that my wife and I do sometimes, mm-hmm. and not in toxic ways. Okay. It's like, ugh, you remind me so much of my mom. You remind me of my dad.
Yeah.
Who are you about to marry? Are you marrying your mom or are you marrying your dad?
You know what?
What I mean by that is, what attributes in your partner remind you of what family member? Okay.
I see traits of kind of both of my parents in Hana, even though I've maybe never actually said that to her, but there are things and elements of both of my parents that, I love about my parents that I see in her, like she's extremely protective the way my mother is in mm-hmm. all the right ways. And, she really hates it when I make dumb decisions.
That's fair.
And it's like, my mom hates it too.
That, you're right, Miss Angel.
And a lot of times my dad tells me about just trusting the wrong people and like doing those things. And Hana, echoes that as well, So there's a lot of things that I would say I'm marrying both my parents, which isn't a very good soundbite.
You know what? I love Kyle's dad. I have a great story about Kyle's dad. We were filming That's a Raven, and we all decided to go out to dinner once. And we went to this amazing Japanese hot pot that is no longer up and about over in Hollywood and Highland. Mm. And we got the back room.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yep. We got the back room. We ordered. And Kyle Massey's dad.
Oh, gosh.
Is one of the most strong, confident, loud, and passionate men I have ever met.
Yeah, that's facts.
And to this day, when I am in a restaurant with my mother and I act dumb as hell, she goes, "No fries, just water." No fries,
no
just
fries.
And you guys might be wondering what
that's so funny.
They were
man.
Doing some acting up or something. I think something. No, that wasn't even the time when the. Oh no, that was when the guy spilled all that stuff on me.
Wait, which time was that?
I think it was the same time. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Anyway, we were sitting there. Him and his brother were acting crazy for some reason, and his dad got so fed up, and he was like, "You know what? Ain't nobody eating nothing. No fries, just water.
No fries, y'all. Only have water.
Only water." Oh, it was so good, but it was just like, I know that wasn't funny for everybody. It was good for me and my.
No,
life.
It was though. It was so funny at the moment.
At the moment, it was fantastic.
Yeah, it was
in the
so
moment,
funny,
fuck you.
Man.
And when. But what I say, I bring that up to say. Kyle's parents have always kept him grounded. Kyle's parents have always made sure that he got his whippings. Kyle's parents always made sure that his head was screwed on straight. And I'm happy that you found someone that reminds you of both of your parents.
Yeah.
Because those moments
so
that
true.
I remember from your parents, and if you're finding those attributes in your wife, and your, I keep calling you that.
My fiance.
You find those attributes in your fiance, that does mean security and... You're going to go through a lot when that marriage does go in of just like that mirror aspect that we go through on an everyday basis. Mm-hmm. So good luck with that.
Thank you.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck.
Do I remind you of your mom and your dad?
Babes, there are so many moments when you remind me of both of my mom and my dad. And
that's crazy.
I find it, I look at it, I'm like, and then I'm like, okay, calm down. It's all good because I found the good parts of this. And the more and more you find a relationship with my mother, the more and more I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right.
I love
right.
your mom so much.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, Mama
Lydia.
Hi, Lydia.
Hi,
Miss Lydia.
Yeah.
I love your mom so much. She's so swag.
She is swag.
She's swaggy.
She is swaggy.
Her and her Adidas suits.
Yeah.
Oh, with that woman.
And her Uggs.
Gotta love it.
You guys, let's toast.
Let's toast!
Let's toast.
Today, we are toasting to friendship and family.
Friendship!
Because... this is what this is all about.
Friendships are interesting.
Yeah, they are.
I believe some of my best friendships have been forged on sets. Because we go through so much in front of the camera and so much behind the camera. And then it's just like, I spend more time with you than I did my own brother during that filming.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. We were together every day.
Every day.
I remember when you bought that what is it called? The Lotus Elise.
The Lotus Elise First Edition Orange.
You thought you were so lit.
First of all, thought I was.
You were lit, but you thought you were even more lit than you were. You were like,
and you know, I only drove it like three times.
Yeah, I know.
You drove it under something, right?
Yeah, I was a stick, and the clutch was not working at the time, and I drove the whole thing underneath the taxi.
Was it Annalisa in the car?
Annalisa and I were in the car, and we drove under another car at the same. It was a low car.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever.
So Kyle,
fun. You were the first person I saw with a G-Wagon.
That's fair. You were the first person to hijack my kind of dog.
Oh, yeah, I did. And then I bought the Range Rover you had.
Role model.
Yeah, for real. I was like, if I'm going into this Corian house, I got to do everything Raven did. I need the same car, same dog, like everything, same parking spot.
Oh, I love you, hilarious. Kyle.
I love you, too.
Thank you for coming, Kyle. It's been so nice to have you on the pod.
It's been really interesting being here, I'll tell you that right now.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for watching, Kyle. Thanks for showing up. And if you love this video, don't forget to comment, subscribe, like, get that ring bell. Let me ring your bell.
Ring a bell.